Okay.
So there's fun facts. I thought this would be a good topic to cover. Some fun facts that you may not be, or just of life that you may not be aware of. So I'll go with this. We'll start with this one, Holly. In the United States of America, out of the 50 states, there are four states and their capitals both begin with the same letter. Do you know what four they are? And this is a good trivia one for you if you got people over or whenever you
Alaska
want.
Alaska is one.
Alaska, capital of Alaska.
Oh, it's Juneau. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, try again. It's already starting off. We did not rehearse this, and that's why I wanted to see if you knew this.
Okay.
Do you need a clue?
I need a clue.
World's biggest race.
Texas? No. I don't know where. Charlotte? No.
Come on. Midwest, world's largest race.
World's largest race. Milwaukee?
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, Indiana.
There you go.
Oh, Indianapolis.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, man, this is... We may not get through many of these here in this segment.
Okay, what's another one then?
Well, you come on.
I got to guess more?
Yeah, there's three more to guess. Yeah. Island.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Honolulu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two more. One of the first states, or in the area of the first states.
It's not Connecticut, because that's Hartford. I don't know what the capital of Rhode Island is.
Somebody's screaming it right now at the radio.
Not Boston.
Boston's not a city. Or not a state. Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Right.
Virginia, I think the capital's like...
Magic Mile, NASCAR, Concrete Track.
Oh, Delaware? No.
Yes.
Delaware.
Dover.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. One more.
I don't know. You just say it.
Oklahoma City.
That's like cheating.
Okay. That's not cheating at
yes,
all.
Yes, it is.
There you go. There's your four. That's your trivia there. So.
Didn't talk about this bourbon one.
What?
The first one.
Oh, we'll talk about all it. Right. Yeah. So, fun fact, how long does it take to make bourbon? Well, this is another area where scotch and bourbon are different. Now, Holly and I are not drinkers, but I find this fascinating that to consider the drink straight bourbon, it needs to be in a barrel for at least 2 years. And most distilleries believe that bourbon should be kept in a barrel for 6 to 12 years. Scotch, however, can age in a barrel for up to 15 to 30 years. And I know tequila takes like 7 years from the plant in the ground to the harvest. So with any of these, even if you're not a drinker, you don't believe drinking is morally right, just the fascination of the investment into creating this. It's not just, we plant some tomatoes in May and we harvest them in August and we've got, 32 quarts of ketchup. This is a multi-million dollar lengthy investment.
Is that the agave plant?
The agave, yeah. Yeah, 7 years from the time it's planted to the time and it's got to meet certain criteria. Here's one. Skittles all have the same taste. Now, before you start screaming and getting angry, explain it, Holly.
Okay, so the candies have the same taste, but each individual color is a different scent. So it's basically like taste bud...
Your smell and your taste are very close aligned with each other, and there are other products in which it's a scratch, and then you drink the product, and it's supposed to taste like what you're smelling. Some people think that actually works. Other people say it doesn't. But in the instance of the Skittles, that's what it is. It's the scent that is added to it. All of the basic material of the Skittle is the same. It's just the added scent, and then your body, it tricks your taste buds because you're smelling it as you're eating it, and there you go. Most, the average strawberry has 200 seeds on it.
That's a lot of seeds.
There you go.
The TV series Batman, so
right.
This is the...
The 66 to 68, ABC had it, and just a side note, Holly, in 60, whenever ABC picked it up, it just bombed in the pre... audience reviews. They put
like the pilot.
No, they send it. Or they get a group of study, whatever you call that. They bring people in a room and go, "What do you think of it?" Absolutely bombed. The problem was ABC already bought the rights to it and had to broadcast it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have put it on TV at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
there are 378 holies. So like holy Batman,
holy whatever. Batman, whatever. Yeah.
And the original series is about three per half an hour, and there's 120 episodes. So it is three per half hour about.
And then when the show got, ABC dropped the show in 68, NBC was going to pick it up. 4 weeks later, NBC said, after it was canceled, NBC said, we'll buy it from you, ABC. And ABC said, 2 weeks ago, we threw all the stuff in the dumpster. It no longer exists. Otherwise, we would have had more Batman.
Well,
there you go.
There you go.
First, greenhouse. Now, greenhouse in this instance is different than greenhouses we know today.
So the first greenhouse was known as a specularium and was a walled roofless structure and included flowers. So I guess the roofless part, flowers, vegetables, fruits to be cultivated. And then sometimes they would light a fire around the outdoor walls to maintain the heat. And then they made a roof so that it would be more for more light to enter the space, but also to contain the heat.
I think this was like in the 1300s or something like that for that. But yeah, a very different type of structure that we are used to. Created 30 A.D. Tiberius. Wanted a cucumber. The doctor said you need a cucumber every day. So that's where the historians date that back to that greenhouse. Did you know?
Now it's like an apple a day.
And nobody knows what it is.
Nobody knows.
It was kale one time, then saturated fat was another, then eggs were going to kill us all, and, you know, we've survived.
The eggs?
The eggs. Remember that, like, years ago? Like,
that's like in the 90s.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're at that point now. Remember back when we were?
Yeah. All right. So, fish eyes.
Uh-huh.
They're always open because they have no eyelids, and so they don't need to blink. So I guess they don't blink. So water passes over their gills, and they get oxygen for respiration, and that keeps them moving slowly as they're asleep, and then their heart rate goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they sleep without closing their eyes.
Correct.
That's freaky.
A group of cats is called a clowder. And how many cats do you need to make a clowder? Well, two cats are just a pair. Three or more are considered a clowder. C-L-O-W-D-E-R.
Did you know that a pregnant cat is called a queen?
No, I didn't know that.
Now you know that.
A group of dogs is either a pack of dogs or a kennel of dogs. So that's where the term kennel comes from when you have, you know, a humane society type of thing or a place where they are donating, you know, you can go pick a dog out, adoption center. Yeah. Elephant seals may spend 10 hours a day sleeping on the beach during, what? Yeah. May spend 10 hours a day on the beach during breeding season. They average about 2 hours of sleep per day when they are at sea. And voyaging trips. Here's the interesting part. They sleep for about 10 minutes at a time during deep 30-minute dives, often spiraling down to the bottom of the ocean asleep and sometimes laying motionless on the sea floor. The moon's surface, did you know? The moon's surface area is about 14.6 million square miles, or for our people who are not on standard, 38 million square kilometers, which is less than the total surface area that is the continent of Asia. Asia is 17.2 million square miles, or 44.5 million square kilometers. And about 59% of the moon is visible from Earth over the course of its orbit. And we never see the 41% of the moon, which is considered the dark side of the moon, because the moon does not rotate. It stays in a solid orbit, and we always only see the one side we see. Because whenever, for those who think that we went to the moon, whenever they went on the back side, it was 3 minutes, I think it was 3 minutes of total darkness, and you lost communication with Houston. So, what else did we not know?
We left a bunch of stuff on the moon.
Yeah, there's. You can go, and NASA's got hundreds of pages of PDFs of all the items, from defecation bags to boots to name it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. So 59% is visible. One of the scientific reasons they launched from Cape Canaveral. Yeah. So as the Earth rotates on its axis, it creates positive kinetic energy. And the closer they get to the equator, the closer or the greater the kinetic energy is, which means
the centripetal force, basically.
Basically, it's easier to launch stuff.
Right. You put take a ball, a kickball, and put a string around the center and spin it. That string is going to go a lot better than if you put it at one of the axes. Now, we can't launch from North or South Pole because there's no solid ground. Yes, other countries do launch from higher and lower altitude or longitudes. Or is that latitudes? Different parts, but it takes a lot more energy for them to get up in orbit. And the other addition to launching from Cape Canaveral is that if something goes wrong, they can dump it in the ocean and it not being over residential areas. A lot less dangerous in that realm if they have to go that route. So let's do one more.
Just one more?
One more. We got one more.
We got one more?
Yeah.
I got two more.
Okay, do your two.
Okay, so one is that you're more creative in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Because the warm water increases the flow of dopamine and makes you more creative.
That's creative, not better singer.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be more creative singer. Write your own songs in the shower.
Uh-huh.
The other one is the oldest tree in Wisconsin is 1,800 years old.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the town of...
Living.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a red cedar. It's not massive. It's like it lives off the side of a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they figured this out, and this tree is just kind of staying alive, barely. And it's off the side of this cliff, just south of Green Bay, in the town of Greenleaf, which is in Brown County. Yeah. And that's where it is.
So with that being said... Did you know? How many did you know? And how much can you transfer over to impress your friends? Walton's Incorporated, coming back next year because you've supported them, because you've bought from them, and they support our show so we can broadcast it on all of our stations across the country.
We are brought to you today by Walton's. Listen, we know you care about where your food comes from, canning, preserving your fruits and vegetables, but what about hopefully that wild game harness?
Or any
Walton's,
meat.
Yeah, or any meat. Walton's, you can get the equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat products your way to your high standards. And don't forget, they have meatjustics.com, which is an informational site to help you find the best... make the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, and sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more. That's at waltonsinc.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.